Welcome everyone to the Supersize Phys Ed podcast. I'm your host Dave Carney, and today I want to talk about martial arts, something very near and dear to my heart. So before I get into the all the details and stuff, I want you to hear something, and it's really, really cool. So check this out. All right, so what did you think about that? That was pretty cool, huh? So that is a little taste of what our martial arts sounds like in PE. And so today I want to talk about how this came to be, basically. How do we get martial arts in our PE class, and how can you do it? Okay, so to start with everything, I want to say that I love martial arts. I took 8 years of Shuriryu karate, and I got my black belt after 6 years. I've talked about some of this before in different podcasts, or different episodes. But if the quick version is, I got it as an adult. I wasn't a kid. I took it a little bit when I was younger, but it didn't really take. I kind of was like, I liked it, but I didn't really commit to it. But as an adult, we owned a family store, and I felt like I wanted to gain more self confidence. I mean, even as an adult, I felt like I was intimidated by a lot of people that came in the store. As far as, you know, we had shoplifters, we had just people that were on different substances, shall we say. And it was just it wasn't a horrible like part of town, but it wasn't, there was definitely some element that, you know, I wanted to be where I was wary of, and I want to make sure that I can handle myself and I can protect the store. So that's why I took karate for so long. And I guess it's kind of obvious if you know anything about martial arts, but it's the truth. I gained a lot of confidence. I learned self-defense. I was able to grapple with some pretty amazing people, which is really cool. It's like on the ground wrestling, almost, you want to call it. We sparred as far as, you know, putting on the gloves and pads and kicking and hitting and just, you know, all for sport. But, it was great. It was great. I learned different holds and different things as far as, and that's actually translated also into my job now as a PE teacher, because there have been times when some students get a little out of hand, and we don't do anything major, but we do have a behavior class, and, you know, I had to go through the training in the district and things like that. But it just to have that extra background is really good. Just the way we handle people, and that helps in every part of life, not just in martial arts class. It's, you know, it helped me with everything, and I gained a lot of confidence and, you know, just self-awareness, self-confidence. It's a great thing. So this one place, this martial arts academy, was kind of bugging me for a year or two as to try to get into our school. And I basically was brushing them off that my first couple of years here, not because I didn't want to, but because I just had so much going on. I was just learning, and I really thought, okay, well, you know, let me wait a little bit. And I think at the time my principal was kind of like, you know, whatever, maybe we'll see. And I don't even know exactly how it came to be exactly, but I met with the martial arts instructor, the grandmaster. He's a really good guy. And him and his team, I met with them, and we started, you know, just kind of emailing back and forth, and I saw a video. That's what it was. He sent me a video of what their classes look like, and I was like, oh, this looks really good, and it'd be really good for our students, because, you know, the bottom line is, even though it's free, which is awesome, and this is our fourth year doing it, by the way, you know, it's 9 weeks, twice a week, so, you know, it's a lot of PE time they're missing, but I really, really, really feel like it's worth it. After the 9 weeks, we have a ceremony, which is coming up for us in early December, a few weeks. They earn the white belt, they get a certificate, and they get to break a board at the ceremony. And as a matter of fact, he hasn't done it yet, but you know, after Thanksgiving, for the last 2 weeks of it, he'll bring in the instructor will bring in a few boards for the kids to break, and we get to pick the students that are doing a really good job in class, and it's great. The kids love it. And these aren't huge boards. They're boards they can definitely handle, but you know, they got to put work into it. They got to put their power into it, and it's a great experience for the kids. And you know, I've seen kids in the past and even this year, you know, there's students that honestly have a real hard time focusing during regular PE class, or that are just, you know, they're getting in trouble a little bit here and there, and they've done a really good job this year or in the past during martial arts. They've really shown a difference, and they've improved in the respect for each other, respect for their you know, for the adults in the school. And you know, I just feel like it's a really good thing. It carries over to class, it carries over to the home life, and hopefully it carries over to the rest of their lives. And so you know, they get to learn things like different chants, and they bow, and they, a lot of, you know, yes sir, no sir, you know, just manners, respect. It's just great. And we actually get free uniforms, or the kids can't keep them. We had them donated. I think all the schools from their martial arts school got them donated, and so we wash them at the end of the year, and then a new group of students does it. If I haven't mentioned already, I don't think I have. We started with third grade, and that was the first year we did it. They're actually my current sixth graders. I don't have them anymore. They're in sixth grade in middle school, but. The year after that, we changed our schedule. We flipped it so that, and it was kind of my idea, that's a whole other story, but I wanted the younger kids out in the morning and then the older kids out in the afternoon, just because of the heat and because of testing and things like that. So we switched the schedule. So then it became a second grade thing instead of a third grade martial arts unit. So unfortunately, my current fifth graders did not go through it, but my fourth graders did, my third graders did, my current ones, and now my current second grade students are going through it. So really good. And it's really cool because instead of starting class, you know, blowing the whistle or something, I could just say a certain thing that they say. I'm not going to go through it, but, and then the kids, they know it's time to start class, and they do the chant, and then it's time to go. So they understand by doing that over and over again, you know, it brings order, discipline, respect to the class as well, and a good culture. And it's not always easy. I'm not going to lie. There are students, especially this year, this is a tough group of second graders. It's been a challenge, but I've seen a difference in a lot of students, and it's just, and not every kid's going to like it. I even asked them to rate it on thumb up, you know, thumb to the side or thumb down, if they like it, love it, hate it. And just to be honest, I said, it's no judgment. I'm not mad. I just want to know. And trust me, I get all sorts of responses. So not everyone's going to love it, but I tell them they need to at least try. And I tell them that with everything. I mean, I mention that to the students, that I tell my kids that, you know, my daughter and my son, they don't love going to music. They don't love going to art. They enjoy STEM, but, you know, PE is their favorite. And but I tell them that they have to try their best. You know, I was never good at art or music, but I tried my best. You know, that's all I can expect from these students. Try, you know, do what is asked of you, and that's it. But martial arts is a great thing to have in PE class, so I really encourage you. And I want to give you a cowbell tip of the day. All right, we're going to keep this short and sweet. Your cowbell tip of the day is this. Ask around your community. Send some emails out. You know, direct message them on Instagram. You know, whatever it takes. Some martial arts places in your community, just in your town. See if they will come out and do what, you know, my group is doing for us. Not my group, but the martial arts group. Their, you know, company is doing for us. Maybe, you know, they might do it for free. Or they might just send you some instructions or send you some cool stuff. I don't know. But, you know, this helps their business as well. You know, they get business. There's some kids, you know, we have 1,200 kids at our school. They do have some kids that continue on into the martial arts, into their classes and things. So it's good for everybody, really. And the parents really enjoy it. The kids, again, for the most part, enjoy it. Not everybody, but for the most part, the teachers enjoy the fact that they can see a difference in some cases, not all. They're not miracle workers in 9 weeks, but you know, they see a difference in some of the students' attitudes and behavior. So it's a great thing. Please try to reach out to anyone around your community that has a dojo of, you know, this one is Taekwondo. It could be karate. It could be something else. See if they'll come in. It doesn't have to be a 9-week thing. It could be a, I don't know, 1-day thing. Just have them come out, present to your students, have them go through the, you know, the motions, the whatever program, curriculum they have. And, you know, it's just, it's a great thing. So please check out martial arts in your community. And that is your cowbell tip of the day. All right. Thank you, everybody, for being part of the Supersize Phys Ed podcast community. I really appreciate you listening. And get martial arts going in your school. I think it's just a fantastic thing to do. Fantastic experience for the kids. Go out and do it. Have a great day, weekend, week, whatever you're, you know, whatever day you're on now. You guys are awesome. Take care. And here's a beat.